From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new MDX with available real-time traffic monitoring. More information at Acura.com.
Like the stairs in Gone with the Wind or the sled in Citizen Kane, the image of the bicycle silhouetted against the moon conjures up emotions that transport me to my youth. Steven Spielberg's E.T. is a cultural touchstone. That early 80s Saturday afternoon popcorn fest symbolized the world as I knew it then, in all the wisdom of my 16 years, a world full of wonder and mystery and a legion of clueless grown-ups. Recently, I saw it again, projected on an exterior wall of my daughter's elementary school. I was fascinated by how different the experience was for me now, seeing it as the mother of small children. Granted, my children are on the young side of age appropriateness for it, but viewing it as a teenager is a very different experience than seeing it as a kindergartner. Throughout the film, my daughter peppered me with questions on subject matters unfamiliar to her. Divorce, sick children staying home alone from school, aliens, getting drunk, and little kids in cars with no car seats. The innocence perspective. As a teenager, I saw Elliot's mom as the typical grown-up, an airhead space cadet that couldn't see what was right in front of her. Now, I see her as a stressed-out, single working mother just trying to get through the day. Her raw emotion at seeing Elliot close to death on the bathroom floor brought a new kind of terror to my heart, when before I saw it as a classic parental overreaction. The other shift in my perspective came from seeing the film as a Californian. Growing up in Tennessee, I assumed that Elliot's family was poor because they lived in a neighborhood of sprawling pavement and houses that were so close together you could hear conversation in the houses of your neighbors. Where were the trees? The only neighborhoods I knew like that were government housing projects. And now, almost a quarter of a century later, I see Elliot's home as a typical upper-middle-class house in any town, California, with a listing price of $1 million. Seeing that movie again makes me wonder how many other memories of my youth might be interpreted differently when seen through my new eyes. With a perspective, I'm Esther Gooley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.